Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to St. Benedict's. If you're visiting us for the first time, we hope you feel at home, and we're happy that you've joined us. Just to show you how complex personalities can be, my two favorite movies seem to be on two extremes. The Godfather on one extreme, The Sound of Music on the other. You'd never think that the same person can have those two movies as their favorite movies, but they are. They say there was a mafia operation in New York, and they were having a hard time because the police was beginning to figure out their operations. And so they decided to hire a collector that would go to the families that they were protecting, that would have special qualities so that the police would not figure them out so quickly. The big mafia bosses decided, they would hire a deaf collector, someone that was deaf and mute. That way, if the police tried to question the person, they wouldn't get any information. But what they didn't realize was that the deaf collector was actually very, very effective. His first week at work, he collected $50,000. $50,000. And when he saw all that money, he got a little greedy. So he decided to stash it away somewhere and not turn it in. At least not yet. When the mafia bosses found out that the money was not coming, they sent one of their hoods to go and find out what was going on with the new deaf collector. And so they confronted the deaf collector kind of aggressively. Where's the money? Where's the money? And the deaf collector just did something like this. So finally they got so frustrated, they went and they found an interpreter, right? One that could interpret sign language. And they got the interpreter and said, would you tell this man to tell us, please, where's the money? And sure enough, the interpreter started his job. And the deaf collector went back. He says, what did he say? He says, he does not know what you are talking about. Now the hood's got a little more aggressive. He said, would you tell him again? He needs to give us the money. The interpreter, once again, did his thing. The deaf collector, did his thing. So what did he say now? He says he still doesn't know what you're talking about. So, of course, the hood had had enough. The mafia guy had enough. So he got out a 38, and he put the gun right here on the head of the deaf collector. The deaf collector got a little nervous and started to shake. And again, the gentleman said to the interpreter, ask him now, ask him now. Where's the money? And the very nervous deaf collector said, the money is under the third tree stump at Central Park on West 78th Street, near the West 78th Street gate, and it's all there. And of course, the hood asked the interpreter, what did he say? He says he still doesn't know what you're talking about. And he doesn't think you have the courage to pull the trigger. You know, listening is important. Listening is important. To be able to listen is very important. And we live in a world where there are so many voices to listen to. It seems like we've been in the political season forever, and there are all kinds of political voices. from the left, from the right, Republicans, Democrats, independents, people speaking from all over the place, from different perspectives. When we turn on any form of media or you read the paper, you will find all kinds of advertising for all kinds of products. Voices telling us, you need to get this. You really need this. Your house needs this. Your kids need this. You need this. Almost everywhere we go, or at any time of our life, we're listening to voices. We even have those internal voices, which are part of who we are as human beings, telling us things about ourselves, some that are true and some that are not so true. But we even allow those voices to speak to us. So there are voices all around us. So when Jesus says in today's gospel, my sheep hear my voice, they know me, and I know them. There's something about listening to the voice of the shepherd which is very much part of the experience of faith. Listen to me. The experience of faith is tied, intimately tied, to listening to God's voice. Now, you know, it's funny. When I was 18 years old and I was entering the seminary, and then again at the age of 40, when I became an Episcopal priest, I had to take these long psychological exams. And I believe the reason they do that to you is just to certify you're crazy enough to want to be a priest. And these long, long psychological exams, they throw at you certain questions. And some are repetitive, purposely repetitive. So one of the ones that you hear often or you read often is, do you hear voices? Do you hear voices? And really, they ask you that several times, several different ways. Do you hear voices? Now, I want to be very clear. I'm not speaking to you about hearing voices. If you are hearing those kind of voices, there's professional help for that. I'm talking about listening to the voice of God, the voice of the shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lord, who speaks to us in our hearts through faith. Because today's gospel begins with Jesus confronting his own people, or I should say, being confronted by his own people, saying, hey, if you are the Messiah, why don't you just tell us? And how does Jesus respond to that? Did you see how Jesus responded? Jesus says, well, I've been speaking, but you don't believe. I've been doing the works of the Father, but you don't believe. I've been showing you that I am the Messiah, the Savior, but you don't believe. See, and that's the difference between hearing and listening. You can hear something. You can hear sounds, different kinds of sounds, all the time, and not be listening. You know, I notice sometimes when I get distracted doing stuff, sometimes my kids will go, Dad, 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 and they can do that 3 or 4 times until I go, oh, they're actually talking to me, I should listen. So we hear noises, but because we hear the noises, it does not mean that we're listening, right? That's what was happening to the people in today's gospel. They were hearing about Jesus. They were hearing the things Jesus had said. They were trying to test his theology or his Judaism, or, you know, what is this man really saying? Does it contradict the law and the prophets? Does it go against? They were kind of hearing, but they weren't listening. This kind of listening today's gospel speaks about is about listening with the heart, listening with faith. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they know me. You know, we live in the city. We live in, you know, kind of urban reality, right? Urban America. Here we are. We do not get into the country too much, do we? And we don't get into farming too much, do we? But the people
especially in the time of Jesus in the Middle East, were very, very much aware of the peculiar sounds that shepherds made to get the flock of sheep together. And different shepherds had different sounds. And the sounds that the shepherds made were peculiar to their flock. And they really did bring them together. And it was rare, it was very rare, that a sheep would get lost because they were able to recognize the sound made by their shepherd. Sometimes kind of a whistling sound or a peculiar sound that came from them, but they were able to recognize that voice. And that's why Jesus uses that image. Jesus uses that image to tell us that they could hear that voice, that peculiar voice, that special voice, and they could follow because they were able to understand that it was coming from their shepherd. And so I say to you, Christian man, Christian woman in the 21st century, Christian young person in the 21st century, are you listening to the voice of your shepherd? Are you listening to the voice of Jesus in your life? Because the spiritual life and our success in the spiritual life will rely on our listening to the Lord and responding to the Lord by the way we live. If we do not listen to the Lord, we may be confused with all the other noises and all the other voices we're listening to, but they're not precisely the voice of the shepherd. And in God's word today, Jesus is inviting us to listen with the heart, to listen with the ears of faith, to really listen to understand what God is asking of us. In very practical ways, we say it almost daily when we say the Lord's Prayer. We say, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It means that we are interested in being attentive to the will of God. It means we're interested in responding to God. It means we're interested in listening to the voice of God in our lives. Now, I bet you, if I were to take a poll here in the church right now, and I were to say, okay, how many times have you talked to God in the last week? How many times have you talked to God? I bet you can come up with a bunch of things. I can tell you, I talk to God all the time, and I know you do. Oh, Lord, I hope it doesn't rain. You know, we have this thing planned. I hope it doesn't rain. That was me on Friday night out at the Relay for Life. Don't rain, please, don't rain. Oh, this person in traffic here, Lord, give me patience. I can't stand this person. Get him out of my sight. You know, hope they take the left turn or the right turn. Get him out of there. Oh, Lord, this boss. Help me to deal with this boss. I can't take it anymore. We all talk to God about all kinds of things, and that's great because it shows that God is our friend, that we have a relationship with God. Thank God that we are able to talk freely. But if I were to ask you, what's the last time that you heard God tell you something? What's the last time you really heard with your heart and soul the voice of God? I bet you it would take a lot more energy and a lot more time for you to figure that one out. Am I right? See, listening to the voice of God spiritually is really quite a task. It takes discernment. It takes listening to what God's Spirit is asking of me or telling me. And God speaks to us in so many ways. See, our problem is we don't know how to identify it. Certainly God speaks to us in His Word. Certainly God speaks to us in worship and adoration. And as we gather as a people of faith for common prayer and common worship. Certainly God speaks to us in all those traditional ways. But God speaks to us most in our daily experiences and interactions with people. In our daily experiences and interactions with our world. God speaks to us even when we watch the news and when we see what's happening around us, the things that scare us, the things that wow us, the things that surprise us. God speaks through all of that. And if we're attentive to listen to the voice of the shepherd, every time we have the opportunity to tune in, something happens. Something happens. The voice of the shepherd is what you and I have to tune into. And we have to do everything we can to be attentive to Jesus in our lives and how God speaks to us. And we have to be able to be aware of the fact that God is speaking. And that our spiritual homework, not just for tomorrow, not just for next week, but for our whole lives, our first and most important spiritual homework is to listen. Listen to the Lord. Truly listen in order to follow his path. I believe that Jesus uses this strong image of the shepherd because he understood that the people of his time were very much aware of how the shepherd brought the flock together and led them through the ups and downs of life, led them through the valley, led them through moments of bad weather and good weather, led them through happy moments and sad moments, led them through moments of fear and led them through moments of security. The shepherd was there through it all to lead them through all of that. You and I must be attentive to the voice of the shepherd. And we must daily take to reading the Word of God, daily spending time in prayer, daily paying attention to what's happening around us with the eyes of faith and the ears of faith in order to interpret and discern what is God saying to me through the events and the circumstances that I'm in right now. Because I'm going to tell you something. God is speaking. God is not silent. And we must be ready to listen. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.